The following is a special announcement for listeners of the Where is God's Word program with Bruce Musselman. On the morning of May 15th, Brother Bruce Musselman went home to be with the Lord following a short illness. His last new radio program aired just 8 days before his passing. Please join me in praying for the Musselman family and Bruce's friends and colleagues. For now and the next couple of months, we will be airing classic Bruce Musselman programs from our archives. We trust you will be edified and encouraged by these vintage programs. Now, let's join this week's edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. This program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Well, I'm so glad to meet with you once again, and this is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I was thinking as I was on the way to the studio, I was thinking about the fact that right now the Lord is beginning to set up his kingdom to come back and take over and rule from the city of Jerusalem. And in a way, it's humorous because actually this world government is being set up, and it's being set up by the devil, but it really is being set up for the Lord to take over the whole thing. And when Satan gets it set up in opposition to God, Christ will return, and he will rule for 1,000 years from the city of Jerusalem, Israel. And so all of these activities are feverishly going on right now, and it looks to me like they're trying to destroy the economic system in America here by spending money. I understand that they're going to spend over $1,600,000,000,000 more than they take in taxes. And recently, why they have spent, they have printed about $700 billion of paper money. And so this causes inflation, and it looks like we cannot go on this way, and our economic system will be wrecked, and the purpose of it is so that it will fall, the whole economy will fall into some type of a socialist government that will have total control of our life, as our government is doing right now. But it is all moving worldwide to the setting up of this this Antichrist dictatorship over the world, just as the Bible repeats and states so many places. But thank God our Lord and Savior is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he has all power. And we're just watching him. We're watching it happen. You know, in the Bible, in one book, it says the devil moves somebody to do something, but talking about the very same person. In another book, it said that God moved that person to do something. Well, it's not a contradiction, because the devil, although he hates God, he hates man, wants to take as many people to hell as he can. He is a servant of the Lord, and God is so much more intelligent than him that he actually carries out the purposes of God while he's just attempting to destroy man, and that's not the purpose of God. You know what God said? The last words that the Lord Jesus has said to us is, "Whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely." And Christianity is not difficult to understand if a person wants to know God. God is just getting a big family together. And he's already said, "I do" to everybody. If you have killed somebody, if you have stolen, if you're a sinner, and Jesus said he came to save sinners, and if you have done things that are wrong, the Lord says, "Come to me and I'll forgive you of your sins. And I want you to be a part of my eternal family, my everlasting family that he is building." And he said, "I'll share everything with you. Even you'll sit one day with me on my throne." And this is a wonderful promise. The promises of God are so good, no human being could have ever even dreamed them up. The Lord promises you joy unspeakable and full of glory, peace that passeth all understanding, a brand new supernatural body that Jesus Christ has already demonstrated when he rose from the dead. And so he has all power in heaven and earth. But right now, he has said that the land of Israel belongs to him, and he said that he has given to the Jews. He said if they disobeyed him, he would throw them off the land. and they'd be scattered to every single country in the world. But he said at the end of days, he would bring them back to the land, and there would be a time of tribulation for the Jewish people. And this was first mentioned in Deuteronomy 4 by Moses himself, and God had given Moses that message. And then this will be wrapped up when the Lord Jesus comes back on the Mount of Olives, and he will then go down through the Kidron Valley, go through the Eastern Gate, which the Bible says will be closed up until the Messiah comes, till Christ comes, which is, and it is closed today, by the way. It's all bricked up, and the bricks will collapse, and he will walk through there and sit down on Mount Zion as King of the Earth. And what a wonderful future this world has. Every single problem that the world has been plagued with, the problem of starvation, the problem of war, the problem of dictatorships, you know, the problem of race, the problem of the ongoing hatreds and the inflations and the economic dislocations and all the things that have been going on in the world. Jesus will solve them all instantly and immediately. And in the book of Isaiah, the deserts of this old earth will suddenly blossom like a rose. You know, God put the watering system in the earth, and so the springs come up and water the earth and bring out the flowers and so on. And so every single problem will be solved, and we are moving towards that time. If you don't see it, the Bible says that you're actually spiritually blind. And physical blindness is a picture of spiritual blindness. The Bible talks about the days of the time of the second coming of Christ, and we see the activities already. Well, yesterday we heard about Joplin, Missouri, and the destruction and devastation that took place. And they say there's some 150 people now, I guess, that are unaccounted for. And we see this country is being hit with destruction. And every time the executive branch of our government, somebody speaks out and says that they should divide the land of Israel, and as our president said, they should go back to the 1967 borders, where the land would be taken away from the Jewish people in Jerusalem, and it would go back to the Muslims. Every time they open their mouth, there's some major disaster. It reminds me of when God told Moses, he said, tell Pharaoh, let Israel is my son. And I said, let my son go or I'll kill your son. And God has said that anyone that burdens himself with the city of Jerusalem, he said he'll cut them in pieces. And so somewhere along the line, our leaders ought to wise up and just leave it alone if they can't do anything else. But we see the hand of God. You know, I mentioned this verse many times, but Zechariah 12:3 sort of sums it up. In that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. And so God says, if you want to do something against it, I'll cut you in pieces. And yet God wants to forgive everybody. And if you, the people that rebel against God, it's just death and destruction for them. And it is caused by pride, which is the problem that the devil had from the beginning. And if a person admits that they need God, and he has a right to tell them what to do. You know, salvation is simple. You accept Jesus as your Lord, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and as your Savior. And on the cross of Calvary, he was punished for every sin that you ever did or ever will do. And your sins have been paid for, and God says your sins and iniquities I'll remember against you no more. And you can be saved today, all your sins forgiven, forgotten, taken away. And the Bible says he is able to keep you from falling, present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. So every saved person is going to heaven and meet the Lord Jesus Christ with exceeding joy. He is the judge, but he is also our lawyer. When you accept him, well, he becomes your lawyer. I'm glad my judge is my lawyer. And so I'm going to come out ahead. And the Bible says that Abraham believed God. God said that Abraham would have a supernatural son, and it was a picture of Jesus. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. And God wants you to put your faith in Jesus today And he will count the perfection, holiness, and righteousness of Christ to you, and he has counted your sins to him. Jesus said, whosoever cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. You could do that in a simple prayer. If you mean it from your heart, that you are willing to obey Jesus Christ as Lord, and you are willing to believe that he died for your sins and trust him to get you into heaven. Not your good works, not your sacraments, not your church membership, but trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That's what the Bible teaches. Well, today this program is upholding the Bible as God's word, and it is God's word. You see, the God of this universe that created us, he has spoken to man. And Satan has got all kinds of religions out there and all kinds of ideas to confuse the subject and give you something else to believe in the simplicity of the Bible. The whole Bible says, is taught from Genesis to Revelation, we're all sinners. The payment of our sin is death, but God himself came to pay for our sin, which he has done, and he is inviting us to receive him as our God, our Savior. And so you could do that today, and I invite you to tell him and tell us about it. Now, the Bible has many, many absolute proofs that the Bible is the Word of God. And God says he knows the past. Today, history, history books will give their fairy tale mythology about evolution, which is the biggest lie somebody ever told, with no scientific evidence. In fact, all the scientific evidence is against it. And then all of a sudden, they'll talk about the Sumerian civilization that just pops out of nowhere, according to the history books. Well, that Sumerian civilization came immediately after the flood, because much of the knowledge of mankind was taken into the ark. And so we see evidences of the truth of the Bible in ancient civilization. We're going to talk about some of that today. First of all, the Sumerian king list, one of history's first mentions of a great flood. And they had great libraries over in the Middle East, and they made them clay tablets. They didn't have the papyrus paper, or they didn't have the modern paper that we do today. And so they put it on clay tablets, and thank God they did, because we could read some of them. And there they gave the king list for Babylonian civilization or Sumerian civilization. And then they had a gap in the king list, which they mentioned the flood. And then they talked about the kings living before that time very, very long, just as the Bible said. Now, not only did they find this in Sumeria, but they found these lists in Egypt also. So they had a list of kings in Egypt, they also had kings from before the flood that lived many, many years in length and time. And so once again, it shows that the ancient world knew about the flood. And now we see they found also in the Gilgamesh epic an ancient flood story. And this again goes back to the Sumerian civilization. And it's called Tablet 11. And in the ancient language of Sumeria, they have the story of the flood. It talks about Noah. It talks about this ark. It talks about this flood that went over the whole earth. And the Bible says it covered the highest mountains on the earth, and it flooded the whole world, according to the Bible. And it talks about this. It talks about Noah sending out the birds to check the level of water after the flood. And so this comes from the ancient past. And practically every ancient civilization has the story of the flood in it. And the Bible talks about man becoming so wicked, God had destroyed him with a universal flood that covered the whole world. And if your professor doesn't believe that, he's just believing a lie, because all the evidence is there. And so that flood took place, and we have a record outside the Bible of that flood. In fact, I have a book at home. It shows artifacts that were found in coal mines thousands of feet down into the heart of the earth. And it shows artifacts that were made. There's bowls and all kinds of things that they have actually found down there. Well, there's no other explanation except that there was a flood and these artifacts came from this ancient civilization from before the flood. Furthermore, in some of the cities in the Middle East, archaeologists have dug down under 40 feet of silt and sand and found other ancient civilizations there. So it's another evidence of the flood that was mentioned in the Word of God. Now, also, you have Ur of the Chaldeans, and there's a city there today in Iraq. And this was the city that Abraham had lived in. And this was an advanced city when Abraham lived there, and they had indoor plumbing, they had beautiful homes and libraries and so on in this city. And they have found many artifacts from that time. That city actually worshiped the moon god, and of course there's many millions of people today that are worshiping the moon god. His name is Allah. Okay, we're going to take a break at this time, and then we'll continue on.
You're listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please contact us. Our email address is sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. And now let's return to more of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.
Our program is to spread the knowledge of the King James Bible as being the Word of God. And there is a history that goes right back to the apostles of Bible-believing churches. And we have records of these in many books. And these churches had an underlying text that was the same as the King James. Most of you know, for instance, in 1611 that the King James Bible was translated from the a Greek text. Now, there's many Greek texts out there. And these Greek texts do not all agree with one another, and that's the reason we're having this program. But there is a Greek text that is made up of over 99% of the ancient Greek manuscripts, and the churches that stuck to the Bible, that based their religion totally on the Word of God, can be traced right back to the apostles, and they had the true text. The Bible says that the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. The church is not the truth, as some people claim, but it is the pillar. It is what upholds the truth and is the ground. It's the foundation of the truth. It upholds the true Word of God. So the true churches had the true Bible back all the way back to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have information. Now, we're going to send you, if you would like this, and it's absolutely free. I even pay for the shipping and handling and so on myself. But we'll send you out a paper that shows in the modern versions of the Bible, they don't come from the King James, they're not an updating of the King James, but they come from a corrupt text, and they take out the names of Jesus, like Lord Jesus, God, and Savior, 100 times. Now, we're going to send you a paper with this on in the references, so you can check it out. But if you like the paper, you can duplicate it yourself and give these to your friends. Also, we're going to send you along with it a brochure that'll show you books that you can get where there's a massive amount of information in these books on this subject. It's you have one book, for instance, that traces that, shows the text all the way back to the Gothic, how they translate, showing that they backed up the King James Bible. Also, another book that shows the tells all about the famous Greek professors, and there's many of them were not saved and were anti-Christ in reality, that are basis for the modern versions of the Bible. And we have a book out recently, has 1,200 pages, so it's almost like an encyclopedia of information. And so we will send out a brochure with that on. Also, we'll show a timeline of the true churches and the churches that the true text and also the corrupt text. Will show where the true text came and the corrupt text, and all this we're willing to send out for nothing and to help you out, and also so that we're glad to find out how many are listening. Our number is 901-0933, and the local one is 216-901-0933. The long distance is 1-888-877-9933. 1-888-677-9673. 1-888-677-9673. And I would suggest you start calling. Sometimes we get so many calls we can't, at one time we can't even answer them all. So you can start calling now. This shows books in here, and books are being written from all over the world by great scholars that are really Bible-believing Christians that defend the King James. I'm not the only one. And there's thousands of churches. This church is sponsored by the Country Baptist Church of Manaway, Ohio, and it is off of Route 82. And so we give, if you want to send us an email. And by the way, if you want to send us an email with a question that you would like us to answer on the air, you could do that and listen to the announcer at the end of the program. But if you would like to get this information, and you can see it, the number again is 216-901-0933, 216-901-0933. Long distance is toll-free. It's 1-888-677-9673. And we believe that the King James Bible is true. The Bible says, "Sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth." We don't believe anybody has the right to correct it. Jesus never corrected the Bible. He said, "It is written," and that settled it. And God himself, you say, well, man always corrupts everything. That's true, but God said he would preserve it. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. So God in many places has promised to keep his words perfect. And so we have his words. Now, if today you don't have a church that is preaching the right Bible and you're thinking, you're looking for one that has some standards and that preaches out of the King James, I could give you a church probably in your neighborhood or not very far from where you live. There's thousands today that understand the issue. And the colleges are corrupting, the Greek department's corrupting many preachers, and they think they got the right to correct the Bible. Well, there's thousands of churches all over the world that know the King James is the Word of God, and the preachers will not correct it. They will let the Bible correct them. And if you, wherever you live, I could find you a church like that. So once again, I'm going to say this a number of times because I know some. Once in a while I hear an advertisement, I want to find out about it, and I have to find my pen. And so our number is 216-901-0933. And 216-901-0933 in the long distance, 1-888-677-9673. And there's books, like I say, being written, and we will tell you where these books are. We'll send you out a brochure, and you can get started, and you can check some of this out for yourself. And they're well-documented information. There's thousands of pages, and I see new ones coming out all the time. But some people, they just don't have the faith to believe that God can do this. Listen, if God can run those stars within a fraction of a second, you think he can't keep his words? Well, he certainly can. And he said he would. And there's a massive amount of evidence, scientific evidence. There's evidence from history, all kinds of evidence that God has given us his words. And right now, the Lord is showing us, just like Pharaoh was having the plagues of Egypt, today the United States is being plagued because we're coming out for parting God's land. In Joel 3, God said he's going to judge the nations for parting my land. I would suggest that they just leave that issue alone because God told them. And the Bible says, be sure your sins will find you out. But thank God we have a Lord that is saying, whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. And God has offered us salvation as a free gift, and so you can have eternal life. Well, God bless you, and I appreciate you listening to us today. Pray for us that God
you
will bless.
You've been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantua Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantua Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at the same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.